Basketball Live rolls on from inside the Market, the Inn at Elon. We're with you for the hour as the Phoenix gets set on the women's side to welcome in William and Mary on Thursday night, while the men will get set for Washington, D.C., and the conference tournament on Sunday evening. Head coach Mike Trage to join us at the bottom of the hour. We can tell you the game they're waiting to finish, or the game that impacts the Phoenix on Sunday afternoon, in progress. They have resumed the suspended game in Towson, and the Tigers lead 50-46 against the Blue Hens. A Towson win. It'll be Elon and UNCW Sunday afternoon at 6 p.m. from the Entertainment and Sports Arena. But head coach Charlotte Smith will be back with us here in just a moment. But it's great to spend some time with Asia James. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
12 points yesterday, third double-figure outing on the season. Pretty good trip for you to Philly and Newark with 10 points and 6 rebounds. What pleased you with the work, and what's been the key over the last three games? Because you had 9-5 versus UNCW on Wednesday.
Just being able to contribute to the team and play my role and do what I know I can do best when I get in. And then just being confident when I'm shooting and when I'm in the game. So.
And Coach Smith and I have talked a great deal, Asia, about rebounding this year. You certainly know how important that is for this team and a key for you moving forward. What makes a person successful in terms of rebounding? Because I mentioned the past week, but you've had a double-figure game and five games with at least five boards.
Just understanding how important it is to rebound and how much that can impact the game. We know that when we do out-rebound our opponent, we more times than none win that game, so we understand how important that is.
We know that when we out-rebound somebody, is that something that the head coach has stressed maybe a time or two?
Yes.
See, she starts laughing. Right when we bring it up, she starts laughing. Your mom played basketball at Norfolk State. How much has she been able to help you throughout the years? And what's the one piece of thought that she's given you that has stuck?
She's been able to, you know, help me improve a lot. After every game, you know, we go over the game. We talk about what I could have done better, what I can do to improve. And then also, like, now that I'm in college, focusing more on the mental part of the game,
you know,
getting my IQ up so that I understand every position, not just my position, has really helped. But I think she's really something that's stuck around, is like, always go out there and play hard, you know, for however long, you know, when you get in there, just go hard and leave everything out on the court.
Have you seen videos of your mom playing?
No, but she talks about it a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got to see video proof.
I know, but, you know, I trust her. I believe what she says.
You've got to see video proof so that we can have a scouting report and we can do all of those things, right?
Yes.
27 starts last year at St. Peter's, and then you found yourself at Elon, which is a great thing for everybody. What jumped out for you about the opportunity to play here and be a student athlete here?
So, you know, just coming to a team that's championship oriented stuck out to me. Playing for Coach Smith's a great person, a great coach, and having the opportunity to grow as a basketball player and as a student athlete really stuck out to me.
We've had five seniors on this show, Vanessa being the only other underclassman. I would ask you the same question, though, that I asked her. What has it meant to play with this group, and what have you learned from them with regards to their leadership on a day-in and day-out basis?
It's meant a lot. You know, coming in as a transfer sophomore, it was scary, but, you know, they were very welcoming and teaching me everything that I needed to know, you know, the culture of the team and how everything's supposed to be run. They've been helpful.
Final go-round this weekend in the regular season. Doesn't it just feel like November was here like last week?
Yes, but once the season started, after our first game, we knew that, you know, the season would go by fast, you know, playing two games a week. So I feel like we've been prepared and we're ready.
As always, Asia, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Asia James with us on a Monday night. When we roll on, head coach Charlotte Smith is back up, and we'll spend a few moments talking about the weekend that lies ahead. Quick reminder, Decal Source, providing high-quality graphics for your business and organization nationwide. Find out how they can help you. Visit thedecalsource.com, 336-574-3171. The Decal Source, you envision it, and they make it happen. And for over 70 years, Wade Jewelers has been helping Phoenix fans celebrate and preserve special moments with jewelry. Wade Jewelers, the official jewelry provider of Elon Athletics. Coach Smith is next. This is Elon Basketball Live.